Hello and welcome back to the Two Bone Crew Tabletop RPG Podcast. I'm your host and game master, Glenn. Last time, our intrepid band of adventurers had bested a gang of Lazal posts in battle. With the fight behind them, they're now free to continue exploring the mysterious Spring Shrine.
Alright, let's go west.
Yep, all right. West. Let's go, guys. We got this.
So, well, actually, which order do you want to go in? Who takes point?
I'll go last.
I'll take point as the beefiest.
Okay, so Trouse strides in first, followed by Sigil, and then Oscar.
Oh.
And so you find yourself in a large room that you're on a raised platform like before, but in the center of the room, the bridges lead to a circular platform that has a deep pit in the middle of it. You know, and it's obviously carved in, so it looks kind of like a well, almost.
Okay.
To the north, you see, to your right, I suppose I should say, to your right, you see a door, and next to it is what it looks like a paddle wheel attached to the wall.
Okay, I must know, if this is Zelda rules, if we fall into a bottomless pit, do we die, or do we spawn back at the doorway but minus a heart?
Or do we go down a floor?
I mean, there's only one way to find out now, isn't
there? Oh, jeez!
Lindley, do you know what's down that hole?
She flies over to the edge, goes, and spits a big old loogie down there, and listens. After a while, her ears, you're not standing near it, so you probably can't hear it, but she hears, the sound of water hitting water. Yeah, it sounds like there's water down there.
Okay, so we don't want to go down there.
We could jump down and land in the water safely.
There's a door to the north, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Let's check it out.
I say we try the door first before we go jumping down.
What about...
All right.
What about spinning the spinner and see what it does?
Well, do we need water to operate that?
Give it a try.
Okay.
Lindley looks at it and says, yeah, it does look like a water wheel.
Yeah, we need water to operate that. Maybe we see what's in the next room?
Sure.
All right. Okay,
I would like to go ahead and try pushing the wheel just to see what happens when I push it with my hand.
Okay. So you push it a little bit and it moves slightly, but it gives you a lot of resistance, and you see the door, like you hear it groan a little bit as you push the wheel.
Oh no.
Oh, the door next to us?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm going to try to open this door and see what happens. Is it just like a gate?
It's not budging.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not budging.
So we need to get this room to have enough water in it that it comes up to the wheel, right?
Who are you speaking to in particular?
Just saying to the group.
Well, okay. It sounds like if it's a water wheel, it's got to have water pushing it. So we got to have some sort of running water.
Yeah, and right. Just as a note, I know on the map it looks horizontal because that was the easiest way to draw it, but it's actually vertical.
Okay, so I would like to look up then and see what's up above it.
There's nothing up above it.
Okay. And then, so in that case, let's inspect the water down below.
Okay, so you mean you jump down into the pool, or?
So this water here is, I'd like to, like look into it, see what we can see from up here, and how deep it is.
Okay, it's not very deep. Like, you could probably, you'd be up to, like, maybe mid-thigh level. You're kind of short, but if you were to jump down there, but there's... Yeah, it just looks like water. It's water floating, or the water's not floating, but it's water covering some just rough stonework.
Okay. So I want to go ahead and jump down and look around down there to see if there's anything underneath the platforms we're on that might be helpful.
No. It's, you don't see anything. You do see that the platforms are, like, or the bridges. So, like, the platform you were standing on goes straight up and down. The bridges you are on, though, are arches, so water could pass beneath them, but you don't, you know, it doesn't really look like it would be very useful in that case.
This well must be the answer.
Yeah, I think we might end up having to jump down there. So, I'd like to inspect the inside of the well. Does there appear to be any sort of, like, anything to grab onto, or is it just smooth on the inside?
So the walls, like, there is some moist brickwork. It would be very hard to get your fingers onto it, but if you just had insane grip strength, we're talking, like, elite knight of Hyrule grip strength, maybe you might be able to climb it, but it... No, wait, what am I saying? It's a wet surface. You can't climb wet surfaces.
All right, guys, I think we gotta jump down there.
Yep, let's jump.
Wait a let's second. Jump. Don't we have rope?
I guess.
Oh! Can we tie it to the water wheel?
So, I guess something I forgot to mention is there is, like, I didn't draw it on the map, but there is, like, sort of a kind of a stonework guardrail on the side here.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was one of the reasons I wasn't thinking about using, like, a rope or anything is, like, I was thinking, well, yeah, maybe one of us could lower the other one down, but it appears to be mostly just an empty room, so. Okay, yeah, in that case, let's tie the rope onto the guardrail and try to rappel down.
All right. How long is that rope?
Super long.
I actually don't remember. I don't think I have it anywhere on my information how long the rope is.
It's about the length of a well, funny enough.
Are they 60-foot ropes? How long are they supposed to be? I have no information on rope length for whatever reason.
I can definitely start taking off some clothing.
20 meters is the standard. Yeah, 20 meters is the standard gear and equipment. So a meter's is right around 3 feet, right? So that's like 60 feet, essentially, plus a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so you tie it off, and so you don't get the full 20 meters, of course, because you have to tie it off, and then there's that bit hanging off of the... having to go from the rail to the side of the well.
Also, is there any way... Well, I've got an idea, guys. If we wrap the rope around the rail, and then one of you stand over there, pointing to the other side of the well, and then I go down, you can lower me down slowly instead of us having to fully rely on my climbing.
Hermph.
That sounds good to me. Do we want to keep the strongest person... Sorry. Do we want to keep the strongest person up here on the rope so that it's easier to lower somebody lighter down?
I guess you are pretty small, too. I forgot. I'm used to being the smallest guy in the room.
Well, you're the beefiest guy in the room, so... Why don't you be on the rope and I'll lower myself down here.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to move to the southwest side of the well. We'll have the rope looped around the guardrail on the opposite end and then tied on to Oscar. And then we can lower Oscar down using the rail as almost like a makeshift pulley.
Okay. And so you lower him down and he goes down pretty far. And so
he
doesn't quite reach the bottom, but he does find himself in a dark cavernous chamber above a pool of water.
It's really dark down here, guys.
And across from him is a very large crocodilian-like creature.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! I see a Dyra. I don't know what that is, Dyra, but it seems like a large crocodilian.
Would you actually know what a Dyra is?
For some reason I can't visualize it. I'm trying to look. Oh, okay, yeah, I see him. It looks like, I guess Oscar wouldn't know what Ninja Turtles are. It looks almost like Bebop and Rocksteady had another brother.
Well, I better get down there with him, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oscar, I'm coming for you.
Does the water seem deep enough to be safe to jump in?
So, Oscar, you look down and you think it would be.
Yeah. Let's all drop.
Okay.
At the same time, no testing.
Sigil, I'll lower you down and then I'll jump in.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
So, Oscar should release himself from the rope and then...
I plink into the water.
Okay.
And then I'll pull the rope back up and Sigil can tie himself off or grab on, however he wants to do it, and I'll lower him down.
Yeah. By this point, the Dyra has noticed Oscar is eyeing him uneasily.
And then I jump in.
Sploosh. Okay. So you go pretty far. You get pretty close to the bottom of the water when you fall in. Give me a, what is it, spots check? What is the name of the skill?
Survival?
No. What? It's the one to notice stuff.
Oh. Perception?
Perception, yes. Give me a perception check, Traus.
Okay, can I add my courage to it since I just courageously jumped off of a, into a pool of water from a great height?
No, this isn't really a courage would not help you with this.
Fine. Okay, so perception wits, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
That's going to be 3 successes.
Okay, so it's kind of hard to make out because you're in the chaos of like falling into water and trying to get back up to get your breath, but on the way down you notice that there's a chest under the water.
Oh, okay.
All right, so yay, more combat.
All right, let's get up onto the water because I don't want to face the crocodilian in the water.
Roll initiative.
What's initiative again?
Wits plus agility.
Oh, okay.
One success.
3 successes.
Goodness.
All right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and say with 3 successes, you go first.
Yes.
Okay, so you start hearing, like, the boss music, and you just envision words appearing at near the bottom of your vision that says, Dyra.
He's a little far away from us.
Yeah.
We can only move 6, right?
Right.
Okay.
Let's make him come to us, but let's get on dry land.
Sounds good.
Okay, so you all move. Do any of you take any actions, like magic or ranged attacks?
Let me see if I am within range of using Lash 1.
I will actually run up and then go, Shrat! And Warcry for us, so we all have plus 1 to our attack done, our offensive done.
Cool.
All right, my character sheet doesn't tell me like how far Lash 1 reaches.
I think it's... Hang on, let me check the magic list.
Lash 1, range 5.
Oh, okay. I can't.
I think that's 5 spaces.
Yeah, so you should be good.
Oh, 4 in a diagonal. Okay. All right, okay, I'll use Lash 1.
It also ignores mild cover.
All right.
Oh, that means... I think that would mean that you could counteract shields that way.
My lash has 1 success.
And so... He gets two successes with his shield, but because it's Lash, I'm going to say that it actually does counter shields.
Yes. So it deals the half heart damage?
Yep. And let me actually write down how much health he has.
Take that, you crocodilian. Croc, you.
I will go ahead and shoot my slingshot from where I am at him. Okay.
Don't forget your extra offensive die. Battle cry!
Thank you. What is that? It's agility plus ranged?
Agility plus range for the slingshot.
Okay. Plus battle cry. Two successes.
All right. So his shield counteracts that, unfortunately.
Dang it.
Boo.
Okay, so the Daira is going to, because Sigil's the one that actually landed a hit, he's going to run, walk up slowly, because he's a big fella, and he's going to try to smack you with his axe. Let's see. Oh, wait, he gets more dice than that.
I will try to dodge. One success.
Okay. So he got two successes. So he hits you. He hits you with the. So you take the axe to the side as you try to dodge, and the axe bites into your armor. So that's a cool thing about axes is they have armor piercing.
Wow, that's so cool.
Ooh.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you take take one whole heart of damage. I think there's no way.
Holy let me check. Moses.
Yeah, one whole heart of damage.
That's what I sound like.
Is he done?
Yeah. That was his turn.
Okay. I'll go ahead and move up one. Oh, not there. I'll move toward the Daira.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one step toward the Daira, and I will swing my knife at him.
Okay, so you try to stab him with the knife, and he attempts to block.
No successes.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and go next, I guess. Longsword.
Okay.
One success.
All right, and he attempted to block Oscar, so his shield it gets in the way of your attack.
Wow! Okay. Wait until I lash one
this
again.
This is a beefy boy.
One success
okay.
on lash one.
Hmm?
One success on lash one.
Okay, and you take some. He takes some damage from that.
All right.
Okay, so I move up to hit, I get three successes.
Oh, right. Oh.
So, yeah, you manage to slip past his shield and do a, I guess that's a full heart of damage?
Track?
Holy Moses.
All right. So, his turn, and he is, since you're all nice and lined up, he's going to try to use Cleave.
Oh.
Who?
I see.
So,
I will dodge.
Me too.
I'm going to try to parry him.
Okay.
No successes.
One success.
Okay, so what'd you roll to parry?
One success.
Okay, so Sigil, you dodge out of the way. And Trouse, you parry it.
Nice.
Yeah, you hear him let out a growl that you assume is some sort of expletive in Daira.
Thank goodness. Thank you for parrying that.
Yeah. For the record, he rolled no successes on that.
Oh.
Oh, rough.
It would have gone straight over your head. I mean, it might have flicked your hat, but... Alright, so it's your turn.
I'm thankful nonetheless.
It's y'all's turn again.
Does... Hey, I'm just gonna whack him again.
Okay. Oh, and do remember, you have all your stamina back.
Yeah.
What's... Question.
Yes.
What's the range of cleave? Do we know?
It's in the rules.
Would this be...
My computer's too slow to load all
things. Okay, okay. If you need to explain, cleave is you use a melee attack to threaten three adjacent squares.
So...
Any three adjacent squares.
Well, no, they have to be... Three contiguous adjacent squares.
So, just exactly how we were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, question: is this the first turn that my Warcry has worn off, or is this the last turn?
Yeah, I believe it's worn off.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and start this one by Warcrying, and then I'll go in for the hit.
Okay.
All right. That is.
And you get a parry bonus, right?
Yeah. So I get three successes.
All right, versus his. No successes, so.
Ooh, yeah! That's a whole heart and a quarter.
Okay, so. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna go ahead and swing for an unarmed attack with my offhand.
Well, you are holding a shield.
Can't I hit him with my shield? Doesn't that count as an unarmed attack?
I think there is... Hang on, let me... I think you can make an unarmed attack, but there is like a shield bash technique. So let me just look that up real quick. I'm gonna allow it.
Okay.
But you don't get the benefits of shield bash.
Right, yeah, for sure, which would be like a stun or something. Mm-hmm. Okay, so unarmed is a normal melee attack with either hand. Damage scales with size. So smaller size categories can only damage three successes, while every size up adds one quarter heart to direct damage. So I can... It's difficult to see, because it says medium deals one quarter heart plus one quarter heart per success. So I don't get a base amount of damage, right? I can only deal damage based on... my overcoming damage, right?
Yeah, that is a good question. I'm gonna say because the rules basically state if you succeed, you do at least a quarter of a heart, that you can... Okay. Yeah.
Okay, alright. So, I go for it. 1, 2, 3 successes.
Okay, so he tries to block again, and he... manages to block with one. He gets one success on his block roll, but that's not enough. So
he takes two quarters of a heart, right? Because I did three and
yes.
He nullified one with the shield.
Correct.
All right, cool. And then he only has one move left, right? Because he had to react twice already.
Right.
Sweet.
Okay,
I have a question for the sage.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
Does my longsword reach an opponent with a space in between us?
No.
But it's long.
It doesn't say reach, though.
Yeah,
some
it's
weapons
not
actually
a reach
say
weapon.
Reach.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. I will go next. I'm going to try and trip. What do I roll for that?
You're going to try to trip him?
Yes. I'm going to use trip.
Okay.
The stamina thing.
You know, it's a stamina thing.
Okay.
Hey. Just a stun one on unarmed strike. So you do an unarmed strike, and if you manage to get him, then it counts as a stun.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and what do I roll for unarmed strike?
It's just your melee and brawn. Is
okay.
that a technique?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. So you try to trip him.
Okay, and is this a... This is an offensive action,
correct.
Right? So I get plus one from Battlecry. No successes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's pretty hard to trip him because he's really big and heavy.
Alright, now I'm going to stab him with my dagger.
Okay.
2 successes.
All right, and I think he got 1 success on his block roll, so yeah. Hit him for 1/4 of a heart.
Nice!
Yes.
Is he looking uglier than a normal Daira by now?
You have not seen many Daira, so you can't gauge his attractiveness. And moreover, you're not familiar with Daira culture, so you don't know what their standard of beauty is.
All right.
So I think his question is, how much is he bleeding?
Oh, he's bleeding a lot.
All right, well, if he's not that attractive, I won't be rooting around in his loincloth anytime soon, but I will walk up to him and use my longsword.
All right.
Are we currently battle-cried? I forget.
Yes, you are.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So that's the beginning of this turn.
1 success.
Okay, and he has a 1 on his shield check, so he manages to block that.
Okay, and I will lash 1. 0 successes. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. 1 success.
Okay.
And you gave yourself your extra offensive on that one, too?
Yep.
Okay, so 1/2 a heart of damage. Okay, and so he is going to...
die.
No, it's his turn, so he's going to use cleave on Trouse and Sigil. And so he's going to make a wide swing with that. What is your reactions?
I'm gonna just go for another parry.
Okay. Sigil?
Dodge, 1 success.
Okay.
1 success on my parry.
So his 3 successes.
Good gravy.
Counteract that. So, Sigil, you said you got 1 success?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 2 successes for him and 2 successes towards Trouse. So, and this deals normally. So you take 1 1/4 hearts, because remember his axe cuts through armor. And, yeah, both of you take that.
All right, we can only do that 1 more time, and then we're in mortal peril if we get hit again for that. Yeah. Oof. Okay. It'll be fine. It's gonna be fine.
Lock it off, champ.
Yep.
Do you guys want me to distract him so you guys can open up some pots?
I'm definitely going to try to hit him again this turn and see if I can't go ahead and knock him down, because I can take 1 more hit like that, and I can also defend myself next time better. Playing risky, but I can do better next time.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go ahead and hit him, and then we can go from there. Sound good, guys?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay, that is 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
All right. So you attack him with 4 dice. He's going to try to defend. So he blocks 1 of those.
Okay. So 1 heart and 1/4 of damage.
Yep, and it is not enough to save him.
Ha-ha!
Yeah!
So he lets out a loud, bellowing roar. And then lands with a solid thud.
Yeah!
The door behind him that he seemingly was guarding, the bars slide up and unlocked.
Did he?
Also, where he was standing, you see... sort of a glowing object.
Oh, we need that.
All right, Oscar picks it up.
I'll pick that up.
Did he also drop any, like, hearts or anything? Or
no.
Okay.
What a loser.
I'll pick that up.
Okay, so you pick it up. You have found a small essence. This item allows you to increase 2 of your skills by 1. And this applies to the entire party.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yes.
Woo, character growth.
And I just noticed that on the skills list, it says which attribute it corresponds to. So
it does, yes.
Yeah. I did not need to ask you every single time, but I did.
Mm-hmm. So can you do 1 twice if you want, or does that have to be 2 separate ones?
No, the rules very specifically say 2 different skills by 1.
Okay. Alrighty. Just making sure I can max out my melee, and that would be pretty cool. But I'll just go melee and shield then.
What was this item called?
Small essence. I mean, if you're planning on hanging on to it, I guess you can add it to your inventory, but it's something that you're intended to use right away.
No, I wanted to use it. I just needed to know what it was. I wanted to make a note as to why that changed.
Oh, okay.
All right. I upgraded my melee and spellcraft, which is just what I've been using in all these battles.
Sounds good.
I upgraded my melee and ranged.
And I did melee and shield.
Alright.
Okay, so you're all better right,
let's
at killing.
Break open these pots.
Alright, so let me check my cheat sheet real quick. That's the wrong cheat sheet. That's the enemy attribute sheet. Let's see, so okay, so Oscar, yours is a blue rupee.
Okay, I'll pick that up.
That's worth 300 rupees, by the way.
5, actually. So, Traus, you found a heart.
Oh, good. I needed one of those.
And Sigil, you found... I lost track of which die was which. Hang on, let me re-roll that. A large magic jar.
Okay. Well, we're not in the best shape hearts-wise. We might need to rest here.
Is it a good place to do that?
In the bottom of a well.
Oh, also, I'm going to go look in the water at that that chest.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so to swim down there, you're going to have to make an athletics check. Because it's pretty far
down.
Don't
drown. Please don't drown.
So I'll go with, what is it, athletics guts? Will that work?
I'm going to say it's strength, maybe.
Oh, brawn, okay.
Yeah, brawn.
Okay, alrighty. Can do.
Well, no, actually guts would make sense because you are... holding your breath.
Okay.
So, yeah,
that's
you can make
that. 2 success.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you reach the chest.
All right. What's in that puppy?
All right. Let me roll my special loot table.
Oh, you don't even know what's in there.
No. It's random. Okay. So, let's see. That's adds up to 8. And 8 is another red potion.
All right, well, we don't actually have to rest then, because we have, what, 2 red potions now?
I know,
and you have 2 bottles!
I just wonder if we should save them for that scary, horny boss room.
That's a way of phrasing it.
Phrasing.
Yeah, we should probably rest in here.
Okay, that'll be fine. How long does it take to fully rest?
So the fully rest, I would say you gain... They don't really give rules for this. I'm going to say if you have a comfortable place to sleep, you gain like... Yeah, so if you have a bedroll, you gain 3 hearts per like a full night's rest.
Otherwise, I'm going to say share my bedroll?
No.
I'm good.
I'd rather
okay,
die.
And what if you don't have anything comfortable like my companions?
1 heart.
Okay.
1 heart per night.
So where do you guys
I
stand after that?
Still full health.
Yeah,
I have full health now.
I am only down by a quarter.
Okay. Well, yeah. We're pretty good then.
So you're just going to, like, camp out for 8 hours, despite the fact that it's probably around noon? It's hard to tell because you're in the cave.
Maybe we should just keep going because for all we know, the next room will just have hearts in it anyway, and we're only down by a tiny bit, and we do have emergency supplies now.
Okay. I only had 3/4, but we can check out the next room. That's fine.
You have 3/4 left, or you're missing 3/4?
3/4 left.
Okay. Alrighty. Well. Yeah, right. You have one. You have one of the red potions, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you should be. Yeah. If we walk in there and there's something dangerous, you just down it immediately, and then we start.
All right. Is there a downside to resting?
It takes a long time. You probably go through some of your rations.
Oh. All right. Let's check.
And
this
you're
out.
In a very moist cave. The ground is. It's not represented on the map, but the ground is quite soggy.
All right.
Okay, so you go into the room. Which order do you go in?
Me last.
I'll go in first.
Okay, so the old man's hiding behind two children. Okay, so Oscar, you go in first. And as you enter, well, as everyone enters, you walk into a small room. And you immediately feel this alien sense of the weight of time. It's a room with faded writing on the walls, and in the center of it is what appears to be a stone box with the lid kind of cast off to one side. And I guess that we're going to leave it there for now. So. Thank you everyone for listening. I've been your host and sage, Glenn, and I've been joined by Scott.
Thanks, Glenn, for the great time, and thanks for being such a great sage.
Simeon?
Howdy, and goodbye.
And Nathan of Nathan Blake Games.
Thanks, Glenn. Yeah, we actually managed to get through like multiple fights today. That was cool. And yeah. We did puzzly things.
Mm-hmm. And there's more to come in the future, folks, so tune in next time for the Two Buttons Crew Tabletop Podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.